Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Colligated or associated words and riddles of antiquity. Chapter 5. Detailing without moving away from the global view of the scriptures to not incur in the winds of doctrine. A large part of the people of the generation living on earth in the present days is, in some respects, particularly privileged if compared to past generations. Currently, for instance, there is an availability of facilities for locomotion, communication, access to electricity, water, healthcare, and many other things in a way that was not even conceived less than 100 or 200 years ago. The previous conditions for achieving them were much more difficult and limited, and many of the means that are used contemporaneously were not even considered in the near past. Another aspect that is spreading in an accelerated, increasing, and extraordinary way is the wide availability of access to a vast amount of information in the world. With the advent of the Internet and also the availability of mobile, personal, and so-called intelligent devices, this access to data is reaching enormous crowds in the most diverse parts of the world and of the most varied social classes in a way never before conceived. Moreover, along with the access to vast sets of information in the world, also a universe of tools for handling and exploiting this information is being made available. It is certain that the generation of these days, similar to all previous generations, also has enormous problems and challenges that it faces daily, but effectively there is the availability of diverse resources, and on such scale, as it has never been seen at any other times. And since the Bible is also an arsenal of information and instructions, it is apparent that the current benefits of the data handling tools also can be of help in studying the word contained in it. It is now possible to carry out searches filtered by specific words, to group texts in themes, to reorder records in different classification orders, for instance, by estimated and chronological time of writing, to compare several versions and in several distinct languages, and still more. Until the present time, there was never a generation that could explore the scriptures with so many technical tools of research and detailed analysis. The access to the scriptures today can be accomplished in many ways, and it is even possible to visualize every word of the Bible records, comparing them in the language that the reader is accessing them with the languages of the original scriptures. And even more, these words can still be seen associated with dictionaries that seek to enlighten and exemplify them to the reader according to the probable meanings in the original languages. All these available benefits are indeed useful and worthy of being explored. However, there are also risks involved in these easy manners of handling the texts of the scriptures and in the abundant technologies of aggregation of attachments, commentaries, and external supplements concerning the contents of the Bible. In many cases, the excessive desire for information that could come from the most different investigations may cause the researcher to go down even to a level of detail so itemized that the understanding of the themes becomes compromised. By surrendering to a detailed analysis of a particular aspect, the researcher might reach the point of getting absorbed in the details and, by that, disassociate oneself from the global or the core truths of the scriptures. All the technology for access and treatment of information that is in the world does not guarantee and can never ensure, therefore, the proper understanding of the scriptures. We understand that it is important to point out here that although each generation has specific challenges pertinent to its own time, each generation also has challenges that are precisely the same as those of the generations of all past ages. People in the world, for instance, continue to die, life on earth remains finite, and the afterlife perspective remains the most significant challenge of all, as it has been since the earliest times of humanity, showing that some global themes cannot be solved merely by detailing more and more the details related to the words and narratives related to them. And also regarding the goal of deepening in the aspects related to the biblical texts, several warnings are described in the Bible itself so that people, in their actions of a search for a broader knowledge of the details about the scriptures, always should keep in mind that the most varied biblical contents are also part of a global compendium, which is, in everything, aligned with certain primary or fundamental truths presented throughout its writings. Readers or scholars of the Bible, therefore, should always keep in mind the global aspects that are interwoven by the most diverse texts of the records of the Word of Truth. And the deepening in the detailed studies of the Scriptures should never be used as a pretext to create doctrines and teachings dissociated from the global vision of the will of God which is expressed in the writings that the Lord has left to human beings. The teaching of God given by the Scriptures to human beings, and also termed as the doctrine of God, was not granted by the Lord to be divided according to the interests of men or women who use only the parts that interest them to create and spread their distorted ideas as winds of their own conceptions, teachings, or doctrines. Since the Scriptures are an expression of the Word of Truth, the reader should always seek them out consistently with the biblical records themselves, even though this may, at some point, contradict his or her diverse interests or some other contents that one may appreciate. There are many winds of doctrine or teaching in the world that are constituted from some detailed fractions of texts extracted even from the written Word of God itself. These teachings may even attempt to present themselves as good winds of biblical doctrine, but because they are not faithful to the practice of rightly dividing the Word of Truth, to what the Lord reveals through collocated sentences, or to the meaning expressed by God about the riddles of antiquity, and yet, by not remaining faithful to the fundamental purposes of God's will, these winds of doctrine fall short or beyond the truths of God, seeking to induce human beings to great and terrible errors. Although the winds of doctrine, in several cases, are elaborated and presented with many details attributed to deep searching and with a sharp appearance of true piety or godliness, they are in fact craftiness or subtleties to deceive imprudent people, and who incline their heart to these types of teaching. One more reason why the more consistent, comprehensive, or global knowledge of the Word of Truth presented by the Lord in the Scriptures is so necessary, as also ratified in the following texts. Ephesians 4:14-15. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It is through fellowship with the unique Shepherd who granted the Scriptures, and only through it, that a person can understand the instructions that are necessary to live and walk according to God's will for one's life. However, it is also vital to be aware that the Lord uses various global and constant aspects of the whole written Word of Truth to instruct those who come to Him. Healthy growth in the knowledge of the Scriptures occurs when one grows in the One who is the head of all the Scriptures, but also when a person understands and accepts that the teaching of the Lord through the Scriptures, in its various regards, never departs from the fundamental and immutable aspects which are also revealed in the biblical writings. If during the exercise of a deepening of the details of some parts of the Scriptures one begins to think and propose principles that contradict the fundamental aspects of the Scriptures or the truths firmly established and manifested by the collocated sentences granted by the unique Shepherd, this person, for more details one seeks to gather for his or her arguments, will be entering the sphere of winds of doctrines that are opposed to the true and constant teaching of the Lord. And any teaching in the world that is not according to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though derived from parts of the Scriptures, is a teaching that works contrary to God's will for human beings, as is emphatically stated in the following text. 1 Timothy 6:3-5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. In the position of preeminence, above all creation, and as a fundamental prerequisite for any other detailing, conclusion, or proper teaching on the various parts of the Scriptures, are established by God, in an eternal and unshakable way, the words of the unique Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, in this chapter, and considering that in the present subject the principal purpose is to arouse the reader's interest in the principles of a proper relationship with the Scriptures, we would just like to mention here that a broader detailed content of the last text of Timothy mentioned above can be found in the subjects of the systematic teaching about Christian life on the Gospel of the Righteousness of God, the Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ, as well as the theme entitled as the Other Gospel.